It's Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Our phone number is 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. As you people know, for about the 10th year now, we are in a bitter race to see who can guess which celebrities will die
right
in January of the year. And I have never won. You have won. Super Agent Tony Burton has won. You've been the angel of death and the angel of life.
Yeah, I've won a couple times. Spanish one, right?
I did. I won that one year because we had the leap year clause. Yeah,
that was good.
The inmate died on the leap year.
Carmen, have you won or no?
No.
So it's been me, Tony, and Spanish have been the winners.
Currently, I almost won last year with the death of wrestling superstar and crossover legend Ron Bessay. Then Tony Burton came in as the angel of death and just swooped me on a couple of local picks. And
right. So I did the emergency pick where I sneaked her right out from underneath you, Barbara Bush.
So, I mean, I was in the middle of a conversation with Brohande, the commissioner of death, on how to get her. And while I did that, you snaked her out. So
yes,
you get the points for Barbara Bush.
So I get the points.
Points for death.
Right. Plus 25 for the emergency pick. So I have a grand total of 33. Which puts me right into second place.
I am in first place with what looks like, what, 88 points?
88 points.
You have 33 points. Tony has 24 points. Spanish and Carmen pulling up the rear with zero.
Right.
Let's see Spanish's. Go down to Spanish's list a little bit, Carmen. Let me see.
I have it right here if you want me to read off some of the ones he has.
Yeah, he's got the amazing Jonathan, who... Yeah. It's back and forth. You never know.
You'd right. think, you know, he was all in terrible health last year. I figured he'd be a surefire pick.
But now Steve Byrne did a documentary about him.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of a reason to live. Bam Margera, Betty White. But even if Betty White dies now, you're only going to get one point.
Yeah.
So, Bill Cosby, which is a likely from all the stress. Bob
He's 80-something, though.
Yeah. But that'll give you some points.
You think Betty White and Bill Cosby go in the same week. Bam!
No, then you tried to wish the great Clint Eastwood death.
That's
that
right,
won't
yeah.
happen. Then you pulled Nanny Bonaducci out of retirement.
Yep.
Nobody's even heard from him in years. Then the local mayor, Dick Greco. Dolly Parton.
DMX. DMX.
Yeah. Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah.
He's
going to jail, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Never know what happens in jail. Somebody comes up and they're a Big Daddy Kane fan and they beat him up.
And he's always on and off of drugs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carmen's weird list includes Kathleen Turner.
You said I had a good list when we started this.
Yeah, no, it's just weird. Kathleen Turner,
Kathleen
Larry
Turner
Holmes.
Kathleen Turner is a good pick because that is one of those ones where you're like, oh, Kathleen, like Harry Anderson. You go, oh, Harry Anderson died. You go, oh, Kathleen Turner died. Like,
yeah.
That seems to be the same to me. You know what I mean?
Also, Vern Troyer. That was a good one, Carmen, because he's young.
I take him every year.
Yeah, he's going to go one year.
One.
Val Kilmer, she put in there because Val had some problems.
You're going to lose some. I mean, you won't lose anything, but you won't gain a lot of points on Stan Lee,
mm-hmm.
even though I have a feeling he's going to be gone this year.
Well, you know what?
Scott Hall.
I was going to say, I'll give you guys a little trick of mine since I've never
won. Oh, man.
Yeah. So,
this great trick to
tips
won you nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know how you said that, like, Galvin snuck in on you for getting Barbara Bush?
Yeah.
So I always have my two oldest people until I get, like, my emergency picks. I always have them waiting either, like, in a text or a note.
Take off.
So I know who they are.
Oh.
And then when I see someone, I just copy and paste it. I want to take these off. I'm picking
right.
up this person.
But see, I automatically did that after the... After the first to go went, I got rid of my old people.
Right. Well, I wait to hold on to them because obviously, like, they could still go. There's still possible points. And if you take them off and pick someone up like you did with, who was it, like Suge Knight or someone?
Yeah.
Like, that's just a waste, you know?
Why?
But, no, it's not a waste. But, I mean, he didn't die.
He will.
One day, but not this year.
You never know.
You never know.
And if he does, that's like 60 points for me.
But anyway, that's my tip so no one can get my people.
Well, all right. Take a tip from somebody who's never won.
Yep.
All right. It is 8:10 on a Wednesday. It is time for us now to check in with Galvin. He has a brand new open letter. You do have it all ready to go?
I have it ready to go.
You want to give me a little idea who it deals with here?
Oh, I'll tell you in about 10 seconds.
Here
hit
you
the
go.
Thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new open letter from Galvin.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that leave comments online. Dear people that leave comments online, seriously? Now, I do find some comments online helpful, like if I'm looking for a restaurant or buying something on Amazon. But here's the thing. Get to the point, Hemingway. Nobody needs a 6-paragraph review of a pair of flip-flops. It was a warm Florida evening when my new friends from my feet arrived. They came by way of... All right, enough! They're great, comfortable, well-made. That's a review. Also, if you have a bunch of misspelled words in your comment, I'm out. How can I trust you if you can't spell, or at least take the time to Google a word if you're unsure of the spelling? By the way, just so we're all clear on this, symbol, S-Y-M-B-O-L, is for crosses or swastikas. You know, the stuff that Robert Langdon studied in the Da Vinci Code. Symbol, C-Y-M-B-A-L, is what you hit when you're playing drums. You don't know how many people selling symbols for drums on Craigslist can't comprehend that.
It's on the box.
It's unbelievable. Anyways, here's something people should know. Not everyone is funny. There's proof of that every day with people commenting on other people's tweets or Instagram pics or posts on Facebook. I'm telling you right now, if you make some lame, terrible joke, I will make you explain it to the point of where you realize how awful it was and you should have worked harder on it. Hey, if I have to be tortured by your lack of creativity, you're going to suffer too. My favorite people that leave comments are people that comment on YouTube. Have you seen these animals? It could literally be a video of a slow-moving stream with beautiful piano music underneath, and the first comment will be, I hope you get AIDS. What? What happened in your life? There's a dog with terminal illness, gets to enjoy ice cream, comment, you probably shouldn't feed dogs ice cream, that's why it's got the terminal illness. Yes, they know, it's its last days. Ugly baby, your grandma is gay, turn your phone to landscape, I hope your kid playing violin dies in a fire. Now, I'm not saying that you have to like everything, but maybe next time, just think it instead of writing it down for the entire universe to see forever. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to people that leave comments online.
People are getting a lot off their chest.
Oh, man.
They're very angry at the world.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, the YouTube ones seem to be the worst.
They really are. It's like... A kid is playing piano or doing something, whatever, and they're like, terrible. That was supposed to be a C chord. And it's like, it's
who asked
a 4-year-old.
You?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Who asked for your comment? Yeah. Who wanted to know? It is pretty horrible.
But if you put it up there, be ready for it.
But you know who that is? It's scared nerds that would never say anything to your face and who've been yelled at their whole life, and it's their chance to actually bully somebody instead of being bullied.
Right.
That's what it is.
You should have to have your name and picture.
Yes.
Real name and picture.
Yes.
To be able to comment.
I love when I put a picture of Carmen up on the... there's two pictures of Carmen that I'll put up on Instagram. One's where she looks adorable and one's where she looks terrible. There's no middle ground for it.
Yeah, right?
It's just she's going to get, Carmen, you look adorable today. Let's put it on Instagram. Or Carmen, yeesh, what happened? And she's like, I know. I ate 52 onion rings last night. I'm like, let's get it up. And then Carmen, as a trooper, will blow it up her face and take the right picture. But when I put the really hot picture up there, there's always some douchebag that's like, I wouldn't bang her with your D.
Yep.
Yeah. Let me see what you look like. Oh, you don't have a picture.
Please don't.
Me see your chick, who you are banging. Oh, what? She's 300 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and then you don't want to say anything to her because she didn't do anything. She's like, she's just a girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's always the guys with no picture. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, Galvin, very good. 727-579-105 or 1025 or 800-771-1025. I do need it. I do believe I still need it.
Yeah.
I still need to look up there at the phone numbers.
I still have to look them up when people erase them from here. So I have to go to the website to look them up so I can put them up correctly for you.
I have to say them in my head as long as I start with 727, they'll come up.
Right.
If I just try to pick one, if they're like, what's the 800 number? I go, it's 888. Is it 877? What is it?
It's like, I think you and I have discussed this before. We both worked for Domino's whenever we were younger, and answering the phone, then you'd answer the phone at your house, and you'd answer and go, thanks for calling Domino's. I mean, hello. Because you're so used to it.
It was the first place that had, thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. This is Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, boy.
That's how you had to do it.
Wow.
And they'd go, I want a large pie. And you're like, okay, what would you like on it? And they're like, anchovies. And what was the code for anchovies?
I don't remember all the codes.
Z.
Okay.
And then you'd go, would you like any Coke products with that? And then we had a special, order a large pie, get a free 2 liter of Coke.
Yeah.
I loved working for Domino's. I was fast on those little strips.
Do you guys know, you may not even know this, do you know Domino's, what their big thing was whenever they first started? What was the big thing about Domino's that set them apart from any of the other pizza places?
To me, when I was growing up, what set them apart was their cinnamon sticks that they
No, that's not it.
Didn't even have cinnamon sticks when we were kids.
Yeah, it was something that they did. Carmen, you have any idea?
They delivered.
Yes.
It's part of that.
Oh, really?
It's something about that. Yeah, something about their delivery. You know what it was?
No, because I just remember the Domino's, they didn't really have like a seating area. They only had like the two seats for waiting.
Couldn't get a slice either.
Domino's delivers 30 minutes or less, or it's free.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They were the ones that started that?
Yeah. They were the ones that started that, and then all their drivers were getting in accidents. And they said, hey, we probably shouldn't do this.
And my cousin Ciro lives so far away that he was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to call them. They'll never get here in 30 minutes. Sorry, Ciro, you're out of our range. Couldn't go there.
Yeah, because then, they scoped it out.
Then so many people, it got so busy, it was 30 minutes or less, or it's $3 off your pizza. Oh, yeah. That's when the Noid came in.
There was a place, I believe, it was up in Destin, called Doubles Pizza. Uh-huh. Whatever you ordered, you got another one.
Ooh, I like that a
always?
Lot.
Yep,
double.
Always. You always
doubles.
Got two.
Always.
That's like Maggiano's. Yeah. You go to Maggiano's, I'm like, I'll take a lasagna, and they're like, and we'll give you one to go.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Thanks. What?
Here you go, you fat bastard. You know you're going to be hungry later. Take this whole other lasagna with you. Son of a bitch.
Pretty good.
Oh, it's the best.
Dan, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hello, Dan. What's happening?
Galvin's next letter should be, an open letter to people shopping for symbols on Craigslist. Seriously? Who shopped for symbols on Craigslist?
People can't afford new symbols.
I do. No. Hold on. I want to make this perfectly clear because you're one of those people. You're one of those people that comment on stuff and you're not funny. Dan, you're the guy who I pointed out that's not funny. Why wouldn't I buy symbols on Craigslist?
I don't know. I wasn't sure where he was going with that. Did he think you were buying SYM?
Listen, I have the money to buy brand new symbols. I could buy brand new symbols all day long. You know what the thing about symbols are? Is they don't go bad.
Yeah.
Symbols are symbols. They may get a little dirty and stuff, as long as they're not cracked or anything. So I go and I buy them off of there. Dan, I hate you. You're the worst person I've ever met in my life. I hope your kid plays violin.
Galvin will comment on it on Facebook. Southwest Airlines.
Sorry, real quick. Yeah. One more thing. Did you hear his?
Yeah.
Like, you're not funny, Dan. Terrible.
Yesterday, a woman almost got sucked out of a Southwest flight plane as the window crashed, and she almost got pulled out, and she ended up dying. Today, a bird has struck a Southwest flight from Nashville to Phoenix.
Oh, no.
And they were forced to land back in Nashville moments after taking off. Nobody but the bird seems to have been injured. Now, are you feeling safe today? My brother texted me and said, thanks, jerk, I'm about to get on a Southwest flight.
Well, that's
But I would
think
you'd be the safest, feel the safest in the world.
You would think, but obviously you can't control birds or anything like that. And those people are like, ooh, that was a Southwest flight where the lady got pulled out of the window and stuff. And then that happens on their flight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that's when you start confessing stuff.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I once killed a homeless guy. Oh, no. God.
I would feel safer, I think. The chances of something happening are very slim after.
I can tell you one thing. I go into a plane today. I'm checking the window.
My God.
Bringing some duct tape with me just in case.
What do you travel? Do you travel with anything for safety?
A pen.
In your backpack or anything?
A pen.
Pen.
No.
I carry a flashlight.
Do you?
Yeah, in my backpack. It's a small one, but
it's really
super bright.
Sure, yeah.
And I figured if the plane ever went down, first of all, you're going to lose power. You want to see your way out of the plane.
Also,
flashlight.
Yeah, flashlight of helicopter flying.
Yeah.
Do a little flashlight.
I'm
going
to be safe. I won't have to eat anybody.
Right.
Blind the terrorists if they try to take over your plane.
True, it's got a strobe.
You probably will. Just take a taste. Just
what?
You said you won't have to eat anyone, but you know.
Yeah, won't have to. I didn't say I wouldn't.
Right, yeah.
Won't be forced to. They'll be like, what happened? I ate three people. You've only been gone for an hour. And I was very hungry. Didn't know what was going to happen. How long are you there before you eat somebody?
Oh, man.
Two or 3 hours?
Where am I? Is there any other stuff that I can eat?
No, you're in the snow. It's just snow mountains.
In the snow.
Like those people from the movie.
The soccer team?
Oh, I mean, you could go, technically, 30 days without food.
What?
Yeah, sure you could.
Really?
People fast. And
so it's day 32. You're pretty hungry.
Man.
Galvin, we're cutting open Felipe over here.
Felipe. Oh, I love Mexican. I do love
actually from Chile.
Yeah.
Taco night.
All right, I'll have some Chilean.
So someone else is cooking him? Like, you don't have to do it?
Yeah, you don't have to cut it or cook it. You just got to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
How big of a piece of Felipe you want?
Oh, big.
And a little back strap?
What piece do you want?
A little back piece.
Yeah, I'll take a...
little back ribs?
I'll take a 12-ounce back strap.
What if I give you a piece of Felipe, and I cut it from his lower back area, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, Felipe. And then you put it in your mouth, and you're like... then there's a rib in there. Do you start gnawing it off the rib? Like, yeah. Do you really get into it if it's good?
You know, I would totally eat it, even though I'm vegetarian. I would totally eat it because it wouldn't be long enough. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not eating it for... a long time.
Well, they say like skin and stuff is addictive.
What?
Yeah, like cannibals and stuff, they get addicted to it.
I think that's just an urban legend.
Yeah, you're thinking about vampires.
I don't know.
The taste of flesh.
I don't know. I bite my cuticles. I can't stop doing that. But it's not because it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Right. That's like more of like a nervous habit. But like there's something in us that's like...
let me take a bite of you.
I think. I don't know.
Let me taste a little of you and see if you're delicious.
I think you were watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No, I swear to God. Maybe it is just an urban legend, but I swear that was like something that they used to say. Like, if you eat someone once.
You get the craving.
You're always going to
you're like, oh, man, I got to have it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They say sharks don't like the way we taste.
Yeah.
They say sharks bite us and spit us out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they don't know. Yeah, they just do it as a defense.
Yeah, they're like, look at this fat seal. I'm going to eat them. Yeah. And they eat them, and they're like, ugh, no good. Seals
maybe
elite.
We like it.
We like what?
Us.
Eating people?
Yeah. Maybe.
What would it take for you to eat, try it?
I mean, being stranded.
No, really. Like, if I brought a chef in here,
oh,
and he
no.
brought up just a little cube of it,
some fava
would
beans.
You try it?
Whoa.
Just a little cube.
Of who?
Anybody.
Somebody you don't like.
Blaine.
Oh, I don't want to eat them.
Would
I
you
eat
somebody
Blaine?
You do like. Somebody you think, ooh, sexy.
Ooh, yeah.
Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which piece of him would you try?
That's your go-to guy, Carmelo Anthony?
No, that's just who he said.
Because if we were on a plane and Carmelo died, I'd be like, not hungry.
Drake. Drake is like, oh, I've been cutting
no,
piece
I
of my
want
legs
him to
off.
Live.
Oh. The thing about Carmelo Anthony, though, caramel inside.
Yeah, caramel inside.
That would be delicious.
All right, 727-579-1025. Let us take a break. What time is David Harb coming in?
He's actually running a little bit late. He just texted me a little bit ago.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Do you have to turn around to get the passes?
I don't know.
Oh, man. You doubt it? You doubt it this year?
He doesn't know. He doesn't even know.
He's just terrible.
Yeah?
Spanish is terrible at his job.
What did you tell him yesterday?
Who?
Spanish.
I told him last week. Passes or no David Harb.
You told him yesterday,
Friday,
too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Spanish?
Yes.
If he doesn't have the passes, you're fired today.
Well, I'm fired.
Oh, man.
I asked him yesterday if he was bringing them. He just ignored it.
Christina says humans will reject human meat.
Yeah, so this is, and it's going to sound crazy, but if you bite a human, right, a living human, your mouth automatically shakes. Like, the more you bite down, your mouth begins to shake.
Well, yeah, because they start
screaming.
It's
a really weird thing.
How many humans are you biting?
Well, wait. Well, this is when I was little, because I remember trying to bite somebody, you know, because I was so angry.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do it. Like, my mouth wouldn't let me do it. And then I tried it on myself, thinking, wait a minute. And true enough, every time you get to a certain pressure, your mouth starts to shake. But that doesn't happen with other meat.
I think I could do it.
Yeah, I think that may have just been your adrenaline when you were a kid, and you weren't really going to eat somebody. I think if you had
living humans.
I bite my kids all the time. No problem.
Yeah, no, because you're not paying attention and you're not doing it with the intent to bite through the skin and the meat.
No, but I'm positive that I could do that if I wanted to.
Yeah, if somebody said...
You can do it. It's just that something happens in a human mouth to human skin or human, you know, flesh that it begins to shake. It's almost like a warning. You're not supposed to do it.
Yeah, a little body heads up.
Yes.
I love your little accent.
I love you. Call me Pumpkin.
I'd eat you. If we were on a plane together and you died, I'd eat you first, Pumpkin.
Yes. I would love to be your meal.
Oh, my God. I'd love to nibble on you until my jaw shakes.
Or just a layover. You might take a bite out of you.
This went so wrong.
No, it went so right.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Pumpkin. Appreciate the call.
Love you.
I mean, I know what she's saying. There's probably a defense mechanism that will stop you consciously from biting
But
into.
That's what it is. It's you thinking about eating human.
Right.
It's not your body going, oh, I know this is human, so right. I'm going to make it where you can't eat it, you know.
Jay, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Morning, guys. Hey, if you are forced into the cannibalization theory of things, like the Donner Party, if you do not eat, you are the next one on the table. You have to stay strong.
What do you mean, if you don't
eat? Because if you don't eat, you become weak, yeah. You know, you'd be atrophied and stuff.
Next to go.
Right, yeah.
I think I could...
You are the weak one in the herd.
I think I could eat snow and dirt, and I'll figure something else out. I'll figure out a way to eat.
Snow will make you more thirsty.
No, but snow will keep me hydrated. Snow will keep me hydrated, and then I'll find something else. I'll eat earthworms. I'll dig into the ground. I'll find something before I eat a dude.
Like a buffalo, you're going to be digging down through the through the snow to find something to chew on.
Yeah, like a pig. Like I'll route the ground till I get a little couple of grunts out of there. Hey, what would you if you had the choice? Would you rather eat a fat man or a skinny girl?
I'm telling you, I think the fat guy is probably going to be more satiating. It's
queer.
You're going to be more flavorful. It's like bacon.
That's what I'm saying. Fat guy would be more delicious.
Bite out. Exactly.
Nobody wants to gnaw on some skinny Puerto Rican's bones.
Well.
Yeah, when she's dead. Yeah, yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I hope we never have to find out what that is all about.
And are you even cooking it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, eat it raw.
In a plane crash and you're in the middle of...
Listen, Tom Hanks made fire out of a stick. You're making I am fire.
Good
Listen,
luck.
I got a flashlight. I got packs of matches. I know what's going on.
All right. You're bringing packs of matches on the plane?
No, but yeah. I'll get them from the flight attendant.
All right.
We got to take a quick break. Hopefully, David Harbaugh will be here when we come back. If he is, we got some tickets to give away. We'll find out what that is next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio is your friends just sitting around shooting the only way more funny and interesting. 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.